Tokyo. Japan is preparing for a significant reset of its foreign labor policy as it tries to balance an urgent need for workers with rising public unease over immigration. The government is planning to place limits on the number of foreign trainees under a new Employment for Skill Development program, which is set to begin in fiscal 2027. Under the proposal, the intake would be capped at about 426,000 people during the first 2 years, according to media reports. The move comes as Tokyo reassesses its broader approach to foreign workers. Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi has instructed officials to tighten oversight, including stricter action against visa overstays, amid growing public concern over the expanding foreign population in Japan. At the same time, the country is struggling with a deepening labor shortage driven by its aging society and shrinking workforce. Key industries, from agriculture to construction, are finding it increasingly difficult to fill jobs, pushing the government to continue relying on overseas labor despite public sensitivities. As part of the overhaul, Japan plans to scrap the long-criticized technical intern training program. The scheme has faced years of criticism for allegedly enabling low-wage labor and exposing foreign workers to poor conditions. It will be replaced by the new Employment for Skill Development framework, which is intended to focus more clearly on skills training and fairer treatment. Under the new system, foreign workers will be encouraged to transition to specified skilled worker status after 3 years, allowing them to stay in Japan for longer and fill more specialized roles. Even so, Japan is preparing to slightly scale back its overall intake under the specified skilled worker program. A draft government plan presented this week to a panel of experts shows the country aims to accept around 805,000 foreign workers under this system by March 2029. This is marginally lower than the previous target of 820,000 set last year. Officials believe the revised figure is more realistic, particularly if productivity improves through greater use of digital technology and automation across industries. When combined with the remaining intake under the existing trainee framework, the total number of foreign workers expected to be accepted during the same period would reach about 1.23 million. Another notable change is a narrowing of the sectors covered by the new training program. While the current system spans 19 industries, the revised framework will focus on 17 sectors, prioritizing areas with the most acute labor shortages. The cabinet is expected to approve the new plan in January after further internal discussions, marking a key moment in Japan's effort to reshape its immigration and labor strategy for the years ahead.